So let's find ourselves in a comfortable position. Take a moment to look at your surroundings, kind of take in where you are. And take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, begin to relax. So we come together today, joining in our meditative efforts. There's always more energy when we do anything in a group. The power of the group is always more powerful than the individual. So I'm really grateful for everybody who's joining today and for the people who are listening later. We'll assume that we're outside of time and space and coming together in the ethers. So today is the Martin Luther King holiday, and there's so much upheaval still in our world today. We've come a long way, and we have a long way to go. And on my mind today, of all of the memorable things that Dr. King said, the one that really was on my mind today is the darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And light and love are two of the keynotes that we're in our meditation groups that we're consistently coming back to, sending light and sending love. And the third point that we talk about is the will to good, the will to do good, which of course is the hallmark of Dr. King's life and something that can inspire us today as we come together to bring light into the suffering of the world, to bring love to people who have made the mistake of sinking into hatred, and bring our will to bear that we can bring good into the world. So with that in mind, let's settle into our meditation. So we'll mentally and intentionally connect to each other. Maybe imagine a web of golden threads connecting the members of our group. And imagine a point of light within your heart, heart center, middle of your chest. And then extend this point of light as a line of energy that goes down to the base of your spine and up to the top of your head. Take a moment to set our intention that this line of lighted energy is rebalancing the major energy centers in our energy field. Bringing us more heart-centered. Allowing us to open up our throat centers. The center of higher creation. And our forehead centers, the dawn of intuition. Then imagine this lighted cord extending down deep into the earth and extending up through the top of your head. You can imagine the mind as something outside of the body, with this line of lighted energy connecting mind and brain, and then going through your mind to the higher mind, the higher self, bringing into alignment that higher self with the mind and the brain. And when we're connected with that higher mind, higher self, we recognize the divisions are really insignificant and illusion. We start to really recognize the oneness of all. And feel now the feeling in your heart center. As you keep your sense of awareness on the middle of your chest, feeling the feeling in your heart, allow that area to become more soft and expansive. Every breath that you take in can bring a feeling of peace, breathing in peace. And every breath out can be a blessing of peace out into the world. A soft smile on our faces helps to open our hearts. And let's take a moment to just send some gratitude for some of the blessings that we each are experiencing in this beautiful, crisp winter day. Living with relative peace. With relative opportunity. And notice that just by sitting with those good thoughts, our nervous system begins to change. We're activating the relaxation response, the parasympathetic nervous system, the upper portion of the vagus nerve. It feels good. Not only it feels good, but it has a lot of benefits for our emotional well-being as well as for our physical well-being. And so maybe as we are open to gratitude for the blessings and advantages that we enjoy, we can also be a little most humbled by that, or alternatively inspired by the teachings and the life of Dr. King. And so maybe let's open ourselves up to, how can I make a better world? How can I use my unique set of skills, talents, interests, and abilities to lighten the load for someone else? And this not in terms of logical problem solving right now, but just kind of an orientation of effort, line of thought, line of intention. And then let's turn our united thoughts of light and love to some hot spots in the world. This morning there was some dangerous bubbling with potential for violent protesting down in Richmond. We can send light and love and compassion to those who are mistakenly oriented to violence. Sending a calming, soothing influence to the whole area. And we'll stay grounded in our light and love and the will to good. And then let's return our orientation to the here, personal, now, embodied sensation. Feel again the feeling in your heart center. Feel the blessing of the support of this community of like-minded meditators. And as you move through the rest of the day and days ahead, let's make a note to sometimes come back to that intention of walking in the footsteps of those who have gone before. How can I make a contribution? How can I bring the light and love and the will to good to make my mark in my little corner of the world? We're here to create a more peaceful world, and we do it one more peaceful person at a time. It always starts within each of us. And so begin to really return your awareness to the here and now, the moment. Feel the feeling in your arms and legs. Extend your awareness to your surroundings. And notice how you're feeling, probably lighter and clearer. And then when you're ready, you can come back and open your eyes.